السلام عليكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who hears us every time we call on to Him, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who grants us every time we supplicate to Him. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives to us even though we forget to ask Him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who awaits us to call on to Him. We then send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was sent not only as a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to the world, who not only taught us how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but who also taught us how to interact and live with the people around us. We send peace and blessings upon the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members, those who helped him and aided him, amma ba'd thereafter. As a Muslim, One of our goals is, or our main goal is, when it comes to our spirituality, that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We very often ask ourselves, how am I as a Muslim? How is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And usually relationships can be judged by communication. If you have a good relationship with somebody, then your communication with them is different from somebody that your relationship is new. So a relationship that's in its infancy, the communication will be different from a relationship which is more mature. The way that I communicate with my parents or the way that I communicate with my spouse is much different, is very different from the way that I communicate with somebody who I'm just meeting the first time. And the reason why we speak about this, the reason why we need to analyze this, is how is our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a point where that relationship seems mature, or does that relationship seem in an infancy because our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very limited? Now, when it comes to communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in different places, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us that this path is very important. This thing of making dua, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is extremely important, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the most important, the most excellent part of worship is dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ad-du'a mukh al-ibadah." It's the essence of worship. The essence means that, let's say you have something and you squeeze it and you pull out the main part, the essence. That is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if you take your ibadah, your worship, and squeeze it, the main part that comes out, that is du'a. The reason that why you are here right now is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason that you took a shower today, came to the masjid, will spend an hour in your jummah, coming, going, the time here, khutbah, salah. The purpose of this is so that you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And the purpose of making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy is that then you call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you raise your hands and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, now that you are happy with me, oh Allah, now that I'm a good servant, oh Allah, now that I have done what you wanted me to, this is what I want. I'm struggling with this. I'm having trouble with this. I need help with this. This part of my life is very weak. My children, my work, my health. And this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. The reason why you worship Allah, you squeeze it, is so that now you make dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is happy with you, he then accepts your dua. He then accepts your supplication. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he tells us, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell my servants, call on to me, make dua. You do your part, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, then leave it to me, I will do my part, I will accept your duas. Now if you look at this verse, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call on to me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will accept your duas. He didn't say that go to Hajj. He didn't say, leave your home, put on an ihram, and only then I will call on to you. He didn't say, fast for 30 days, and only then I will accept your duas. He didn't say, you want to stay awake at night and then pray in tahajjud, and then I will accept your duas. He said, whatever your situation is, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. You just do your part. Whether you are at work, whether you're at school, whether you are kind of new to spirituality, just call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will accept the duas. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Whoever calls on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their duas, except for that person who rushes their duas. Who says, oh Allah, I've asked you, where is it? A lot of times we take our duas like Amazon Prime. I place the dua now, it has to be there tomorrow. And if it's not there, then I'm calling Amazon, yo, where's my package? It's not here yet. And we take our dua the same way that, you know, I need to get this right away. Or sometimes what happens is, we think our duas are like a save and subscribe on Amazon. That, oh Allah, you know what I want, give it to me. Oh Allah, you know what I want, give it to me. Oh Allah, you know what I want. Instead of actually opening up your heart and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know my struggles, I don't need to kind of like lower myself in front of you and ask. Just give it to me. Now, when it comes to our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are a few steps that I kind of want to go through that will help you realize where is my relationship, how is my communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Five steps, or five indicating points that you can look at. The first, when a relationship is in its infancy, the topics are very narrow. If you and I just meet, the things that we're going to talk about may be limited, right? We may talk about some of the hot topics that are going around at the moment. We may talk about, you know, Islam Makhachev beating Charles Oliveira. Why? Because everybody's talking about it. But as a relationship grows and you get comfortable with somebody, then the topics begin to broaden out. Now, with this person, you can talk about anything. When your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in its infancy stages, then the only thing that you talk about, oh Allah, give me Jannah, oh Allah, give me rizq, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me good health, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect me, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my children obedient to me, that's it. But once you nurture that relationship and that relationship begins to grow, now you can talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about anything that comes to your heart. The second point, you know, actually before we go on to there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith, he says, that call on to Allah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every single need of yours. وَلَوْ كَانَ, even if it's milh, even if it's salt. Salt is something that everybody has. You know, it's not like the prestigious or the rich people have salt. Everybody has salt. But the Prophet ﷺ says, something that's as little as salt, even if you need that much, call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because now your discussion is broad. You can talk to him about anything. Another hadith, Prophet ﷺ says, call on to Allah for every single need, even to the point that if the laces of your footwear were to break, call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing too small. There's nothing too big. The Sahaba Raja Mahindi said to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, if that's the situation, then we'll just continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can ask for the smallest of things and we can ask for the biggest of things and everything will be accepted, then why won't we continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We'll just continue to make dua. And the Prophet ﷺ says, go ahead. Ask Allah. Why aren't you? Why? Because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love language. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how he, you know, with love language basically, when you want to connect with somebody, you connect with them on their terms, what they enjoy. If you come to me and talk about something that I have no interest about, then that relationship won't grow. But if you talk to me about something that interests me, and I talk to you about something that interests you, that relationship will flourish. And the love language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dua. Call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person, that being. When you don't ask him, he doesn't like it. Scholars talk about what ar-Rahman ar-Rahim mean. And they say, Ar-Rahman is that being that if you don't ask him, if you don't call on to him, he doesn't like it. And it's opposite of what we have in this dunya. And Ar-Rahim is that being who gives to you even though you don't ask. Even though you haven't asked for parents, even though you haven't asked for safety, even though it's been a while since you called on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he hasn't cut off his favors onto you. Number two, the second way you can gauge your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way that you communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person is comfortable talking to another person, when their relationship is mature, you put your guards down and you open up about your weaknesses. For example, if our relationship is in its early stages and we don't really know each other, and you ask me, Shaykh, how are things going? Even though I may be struggling inside with some problems that I might have, I won't open up to you. Why? Because my guard is still up. Our relationship is not at that level. I do not know you like that. But if we are good friends, we've done Umrah together, we've done Hajj together, we've been through a lot, we've known each other. Every time I need you, I call on to you. Every time you need me, you call on to me. And now you ask me, Shaykh, how are things going? I said, you know what, man, I'm struggling. My health, my children, my work. I put my guards down. Why? Because this relationship is now mature. And now you ask yourself that when I call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do I open up about my weaknesses? Because in this world, we're always taught to be macho. Everything's all good. No. In my life, everything's perfect. But when you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the complete opposite. You put your guards down and you tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I need your help. Things aren't working well for me. My relationship with my children, not going good. My relationship with my spouse, even though on Facebook or on Instagram, I might tell everybody that relationship is amazing. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't hide it from you. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, he says that when a person, he mentioned the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person calls on to Allah during good times and in hard times, when things are going good as well as when things are going bad, then the angels become aware of him. They get to know this person. And then a hardship falls. Something really bad happened in this person's life, and he calls on to Allah, and he says to Allah, oh Allah, oh my Lord. Angels, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, Sawtun ma'rufun. This voice, we recognize this voice. This person always comes. He's not a first-time customer. He's always here. And this voice, it belongs to a vulnerable, weak person, a person who is in need. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person what they want. On the other hand, the Prophet then says that a person who doesn't really call on to Allah in the times of good times, it's only when I'm struggling, it's only when things are, you know, not going well for me. I only make dua to Allah when my health is bad. I only make dua to Allah when, you know, I'm going through a situation. The angels say, this voice right here, this is the ajib. It's a unique voice. We never heard this voice again. You know, the weird thing is, just because two people live together or are in touch with one another doesn't mean that they are in sync with one another. Many times in our relationships, what happens is, even though we've been married for 5, 10 years, our wives and our spouses are still ajnabis to us. They're still strange to us. We still don't put down our guard in front of them. We still have a barrier. But on the other hand, you have some people who can communicate anything to their spouse. They're on the same wavelength. At times, they don't even need to talk, and they understand the feelings that the other person is going through, and that is a sign of a relationship where the communication is mature. Number three, when a relationship is in its infancy stages, communication is awkward. Assalamu alaikum. Waalaikum salam. How's everything? Good? Alhamdulillah. How's the weather? A lot of rain today. But when a relationship is mature, that communication is no longer awkward, it's now smooth. You can talk to this person for hours. There's not enough time. Hours pass and like, oh, well. And a lot of time when we look at how our communication is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes our communication is awkward. The time frame, if you were to time, how long do I talk to Allah? What you will realize is that you may talk to your neighbor for longer. You may talk to your coworker for longer, that the time that you spend in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicating with your Rabb is unfortunately so awkward that you don't know what to say. But as you build that relationship, now talking to Allah for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, it may seem like half an hour of dua. Are you serious? That's going to be very hard. But spending half an hour to talking to somebody that you're a good friend, someone that's close to you, this is where that transition is, that when a person's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes mature, it goes from awkward to then smooth. Number five. When a relationship is in its infancy stages, you go from a formal way of communicating. And then when it's in its mature stages, it's now very free-flowing. There's no formalities there. For example, if this is the first time we're meeting, we shake our hands, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. But let's say, for example, we're good boys. We know each other. Now it just won't be assalamu alaikum, it'll probably be assalamu alaikum. A nice hug, a nice dab. How's everything? Everything's good? It's not formal anymore. If you look at usually the way that we communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabana. And again, this is a dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us, and we're not taking anything away from that dua. But what happens once your relationship is mature, you now begin to talk to Allah in your own unique way. It's not you reading duas. It's you talking to your Lord. It's like, our mothers and our grandmothers, they say, when they call unto Allah, they say, Mir Allah, my Lord. It's not so formal. They open up. They let down, it's very free-flowing. And sometimes a person gets so free-flowing that they even make mistakes. Why? Because that's the connection they have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how close they feel with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he talks about this person. He says that, imagine that this person who loses everything and he's sitting against a tree or a stone and he's waiting to die. But then when he opens his eyes, his camel that had everything on it is now there in front of him. And he becomes so happy. He says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you are my servant. I am your Lord. That's how free flowing his communication is, that he sometimes makes mistakes. And we look at the way that we communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people sometimes ask, what's the best dua to make? A lot of times you see people that go to Hajj and Umrah. I'm not taking away from anything of that. They'll stand there with their books, reading from, again, the prophetic duas are very important. But understand that this shows that your communication is very formalized. Don't read from a book. When you sit down, don't sit down with a book and only say du'as that you learned, that you memorized. Put that down and let your heart speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, this is Mubin coming to you. Oh Allah, this is Fatima coming to you. Oh Allah, this is Abdullah coming to you. Oh Allah, this is how my relationship is with you. This is how much I need you. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are my struggles. Oh Allah, these are things I am appreciative about. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what I need. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how dependent I am onto you. That the communication, it changes from a stylized communication to a free-flowing communication. These are five ways where a person can look at the way that they... Sorry, number four, I skipped one. The last one is that when your relationship with somebody is in its infancy stages, you're hesitant or it's very scheduled when you call on to them versus somebody that you're comfortable with. An example of this is that a person that you're close with, you can hit them up whenever you want. You have a good friend, you can hit them up, you can message them at 3-4 o'clock. But when your relationship is formalized, when your relationship is awkward, it's now very hesitant that you have certain times you can hit them up when you need something. For example, if your boss were to message you at 10 o'clock at night, it's like, what do you want? Why are you messaging me at this time? Do I need to call HR? But somebody that you're close to, somebody that you have a good relationship to, you now call on to them whenever you want. You don't need a set time. And this is where you ask yourself, when I call on to Allah, when do I call on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it only after Salah? Is it only in the month of Ramadan? Is it only on the day of Jummah? Or do I call on to Allah whenever I want? It's like, if you were to send a random text to your wife, I love you, she's like, why? What's this about? That spontaneous connection, that spontaneous communication is what changes when you become comfortable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you become comfortable with calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I got a few minutes. Okay, let me just quickly make dua. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is where I'm at. I'm just about to go into a meeting. Oh, quickly, oh Allah, I need your help. I'm just about to leave work. Oh Allah, that's what I need. Anytime, any moment, a person is open to raising their hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the 5 ways a person can look at and gauge their own connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That where is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You have to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always listening. And there are certain qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that makes Him listening different from other people that listen. Sometimes you have somebody who is a habib, somebody that loves you. They want to cure your problems, but they don't know how to. They don't have the skill set. Then you have somebody who is a labib. Labib is somebody who has the intellect. They know how to cure, but that love isn't there. And then you have the tabib, a person who can cure. And you realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a combination of all 3 of these characteristics. He is Habib, He loves you more than anything, any person. He is Labib, He understands the struggles that you're going through. He is Tabib, He can cure and wipe away the struggles that you have. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servant asks about me, you feel like we don't have a relationship. You feel like you can't communicate, you can't talk to me. Inni qareeb, I'm close to you. I haven't left your side. You may have forgotten me. It may have become awkward. It may have become hesitant. The topics may have become very narrow. Your communication style may be very formal, but inni qareeb, I'm close to you. What am I doing? Ujibu da'a wa tada'a idha da'an, and I'm accepting the prayer when the person that calls on to me, falyastajibu. So call on to me. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru li wa lakum wa lisa'iril muslimin, fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان او الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask for infinite mercy او الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask for mercy upon us our family members our children او الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask that you make us people who call on to you او الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask that you better our means of communication to you او الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask that you make us people who make dua to you او الله make us people who make dua to you in the times of good times and in times of hard times او الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask that you accept all of our duas او الله the duas that we are shy to bring to our tongues او الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask that you accept those duas او الله سبحانه the duas that we have that are hidden in our hearts that we haven't opened up to yet, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you accept those du'as, O Allah, accept the du'as of our family members, O Allah, accept the du'as of our children, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive our sins, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever there is a Muslim struggling, O Allah, we ask that you elevate and remove those troubles from their lives, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive us, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah, be pleased with us, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa aqim salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There is some dua request. Brother Haji, Hajiful Muhammad, he passed away in Pakistan. Rafiq Molani, the father of Wasim Molani, has requested to make dua for them. And Rashida Khan, the mother of Gulnar Khan, who has cancer in the final stages. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives those that are ill cure, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a complete, everlasting, quick shifa with khair. And those that have passed away, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes their graves in the garden of paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives their family members strength and patience during this hard time. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen.